Well, it's your old friend Jack, and I have something to read to you. Whatever you do, you need courage. Whatever course you decide upon, there's always someone to tell you that you're wrong. There are always difficulties arising that tempt you to believe your critics are right. To map out a course of action and follow it to an end requires some of the same courage that a soldier needs. Peace has its victories, but it takes brave men and women to win them. And that is by the world-famous Ralph Waldo Emerson. I don't know, you know, should I call him world-famous? I don't know. Doesn't matter. I've got just a few things for you here. As you can tell, I'm back in my audio blogging mode, and you can attribute some of that to the very simple fact that every time I try and do something else, I get interrupted. It's a very interesting thing to me. If you were to suggest that the universe is working to prevent me from doing certain things, I might actually say you're right, because I've got three different projects that I've been working on for an extended period of time, and every single time I try and attend to them, something happens. I'm saying, hey, universe, I'm open. I'm opening my eyes. I'm asking for you, as I always do, to give me sort of a straight answer. Don't talk sideways to me. Don't send messages that are ambiguous. Just be straight up. Tell me what it is. You know, are you trying to send me off to Indiana? Am I supposed to go running through the hills of Bloomington or off to, sail Wawasee? You're going to stick me in Cleveland? You're going to stick me in Virginia? Am I going to Texas? Am I moving to Seattle? Or am I just hanging out here at home, sweet home? Beats me. Excuse me for a moment. I need a little glass of water. Ah, how refreshing. So, later on this evening, I plan on writing a post about life lessons from the soccer field. We had a busy sports weekend here. The dark-haired beauty played in two different games. We had a basketball game, and we also had a soccer game. And the soccer game, I think we're going to focus upon, although I might bring basketball into it. My intent is not to bring my game into it, but to focus on hers and to talk a little bit about why I find so many benefits in sports for children. You know, just tremendous. But, we'll talk about that a little bit. I will probably link to a few different posts that I've stumbled on in this. Again, they're my posts. It's, interlinking. But these are things that that resonate with me. And, if you read my earlier post, where I quote a Tolkien, and I'm the one where not all who wander are lost, I mean that. I wander with purpose. I don't always have the greatest sense of time because I get lost in my world, so to speak. But if I'm not in a rush when I'm wandering around, I kind of like to take the long way home. I kind of like to blaze my own trail. And it's not just because I have a problem with authority or I'm adversarial. It's just sort of who I am. And one of the things that I've learned over time is I'm happiest when I pay most attention to who I am and try and sing the songs that make my heart sing. That's just critical. That's so very important. I plan on updating Words Left Unwritten, and we'll get to that soon. One of the other challenges that I've alluded to a couple of times is some of these technical issues are just making me insane. I know enough, and I'm handy enough to fix quite a few things. And sometimes knowing just enough is problematic, because what it means is that you start digging into something you really should have somebody else who's an expert fix. But I'm not always that smart. I want to take it apart and see how it works and put it back together myself. Sometimes it works out well, and sometimes, let's just say it works out less well. So, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around cyberspace.